Scientists attempt to determine the age of rocks by measuring the amount of lead and uranium they find in them. But can such a dating method be trusted to provide the right answer? Find out on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Suppose your friend has a bag of M&Ms. She's counting each color separately. You have 5 orange M&Ms and you add them to her mix. But this stops her being able to count them properly. She wants to remove your 5 orange M&Ms from the 6 orange M&Ms that she already has. But they're now mixed. How do you know which were the original M&Ms and which were the ones that you added? Naturally occurring lead is comprised of 3 stable isotopes, lead 204, 206 and 207. Lead 206 and 207 are products of the radioactive decay of uranium isotopes 238 uranium and 235 uranium respectively. Lead 204 is assumed to be common lead, that is, long-age geologists assume that lead 204 comes from the original formation of the Earth. When rock is exposed at the Earth's surface, scientists will attempt to date it by uranium lead dating, by measuring the amount of lead in uranium. If these elements were simple, we could assume that all the lead had been derived from uranium and could calculate the age given that we know the half-life of uranium. In practice, the elemental composition is more complicated. Creation geologists have shown that new rocks added to the crust during the year-long flood would have accumulated lead isotopes by accelerated decay. As usual, a biblical model makes more sense than an evolutionary deep-time bias.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.